These are potential indicators of terrorist activities related to the following. Now, in the brochure, you can go to this. Go to the Power Hour News section. The title of this is Complete Post of FBI Terrorist Watch List Pamphlets. Go look at this with me. You're not going to believe it. It's from the Joint Regional Intelligence Center, the JRIC.org. And mention tripwire when you call and snitch on people, they say. Tripwire. Included in tripwire are the communities against terrorism, potential indicators of terrorist activities. There's a brochure for each one of these that I'm going to mention. And in the brochure, it lists what should I consider suspicious, people who do the following, people or groups who do the following, then how to be part of the solution. All right, let me start with potential indicators of terrorist activities related to tattoo shops, storage facilities, rental trucks, rental properties, rental cars, sleepers, you know, sleepers, people that want to kill people and they're sleepers from another country or whatever. Peroxide-based explosives, military surplus stores, mass transportation, martial arts and paintball activities. All of these have these federal sort of guidelines of what you're supposed to do. If you run, for instance, a martial art and a paintball activity place, let me give you an idea. You're supposed to look for people who alter their appearance from visit to visit. Insist on paying with cash. Identification provided is consistent, inconsistent, or suspect demands privacy. If you demand privacy anywhere you go now, you are a potential terrorist. Customer travels illogical distance to participate. Well, that would be like if I went to do paintball in Jeff City and I live an hour away, well, that's a long ways away, right? Nervous, suspicious behavior. Interest in learning offensive moves. Oh my gosh, can you believe this? Interest in learning the use of hidden weapons. Interest in learning to kill and restraint techniques. Interest of individuals who together want to learn group tactics. Participants making racist or extreme religious statements. So anyway, that's under the guise, under the section of martial arts and paintball activities. So whatever you do, they are going to, if you can now go to martial arts or a paintball facility, they want you to require a valid ID from all new customers. If you're an owner of one of these facilities, you are to talk to customers, ask questions, listen in, and observe their responses. Watch for actions that are out of place. Make note of suspicious statements, people, or vehicles. Oh my gosh, I'm not finished with the number of pamphlets. You can download all of these if you happen to own one of these. Make sure you're in compliance. This next one is related to shopping malls and entertainment facilities. Anyone who is interested in the entry points, peak days and hours of operation, security personnel, surveillance assets. Oh my gosh. Anybody who has a camera. Loitering, parking, or standing in the same area over multiple days. Those are the things you're supposed to look for. And get this. Communities against terrorism related to shopping malls and entertainment facilities. Get this. Require valid ID from all new customers. Keep records of purchases. Talk to customers, ask questions, listen and observe their responses. Watch for people and actions that are out of place. ID from all new people in a mall. What are you going to have to do? Show your ID when you go into a mall? All right, next, an internet cafe. You're supposed to look for evidence of residential-based internet provider signs of Comcast, AOL, etc. Use of anonymizers, portals, and other means to shift an ID, IP address. Okay, that's under internet cafes. There's a whole bunch under internet cafes. Then it says, gather information from individuals without drawing attention to yourself. Get their license plates. Oh my gosh. Okay, potential indicators of terrorist activities related to motels and hotels. Report any burn marks or discoloration on the walls or door. Well, you think they wouldn't? Request specific room assignments or locations. Use anybody who wants a certain room, anyone who uses cash for transactions, arrives with an unusual amount of luggage. Oh my gosh! This is so beyond the pale. Potential indicators of terrorists related to large retail stores and home improvement stores. So if you go into Lowe's or Home Depot and you talk to your, they are supposed to be part of the solution by talking to customers, ask questions, and listen to their responses. For anybody that buys firearms and ammunition out of season, large quantities of watches, electronic timers, kitchen timers, bolt cutters, an unusual quantity of compressed fuels, night vision equipment, fertilizer. All right, moving on to the next pamphlet on hobby shops. Oh, Hobby Lobby. Hobby shops. Anybody interested in a remote controlled aircraft? How invasive. The next one is, just in, if you haven't had everything else included there, here's potential indicators of terrorist activities related to the general public. The general public. Anybody note-taking, drawing of diagrams, annotating maps, inappropriate photographs or videos. Moving on. Indicators of terrorist activities related to general aviation airports. Financial institutions. Unbelievable. Next one is related to farm supply stores. So if you go in to a farm supply store and you're not from the local area, they're supposed to require ID. Refusing to provide address where the fertilizer is going to be used or delivered. Acting nervous. Possessing little knowledge of crops, soil composition, field size, application of methods, or fertilizers. Anybody who uses cash. Anyone interested in ammonium nitrate? Unbelievable. Anybody using a rental vehicle coming to a farm supply store? The next one is related to electronic stores. Require ID from all new customers at electronic stores. If they have missing hand, fingers, chemical burns, storage odors, or bright colored stains on their clothing, don't go to Best Buy. If you have a shopping list at Best Buy or electronic store, purchases quantities of prepaid or disposable cell phones. On and on. Next one is boat shops, dive and boat shops. Construction sites, bulk fuel distributors. Related to wholesale distributors, beauty and drug stores. If there's burn marks on the customer's hands, arm, or face, require ID. Missing hand fingers. If they alter their appearance by dyeing their beard, changing their hair color, style of dress. None of their business. If you buy only chemicals and no other beauty supplies, require an ID. What is going on here, ladies and gentlemen? The next one is airport service providers. Those are all brochures you can download, and boy, if you have a business, you better download one of those brochures that relates to you. Make sure you follow their recommended suggestions and guidelines. This is so against the Constitution, listeners. In the name of terrorism? You have to be kidding me. I want to share that with you. I am just awestruck by that. Please look at that. That'll be in the email blast. Those brochures will be included in the email blast. You can click on and see them. Please send this out to everybody you know and then say, you think we don't have a problem in this country? All right, if that doesn't scare you enough, I'm going to give you some stuff that's pretty scary. 9 terrifying facts about America's biggest police force. We don't need, really, to talk too much about this, other than there are 34,000 patrolmen, uniformed, ununiformed officers in New York streets. Uniformed officers patrolling New York streets, and 51,000 employees overall. More than the FBI. It is a proposed budget of $4.6 billion for 2013, and it represents, and the police represent 15% of the entire city's budget. Because you know what? You've heard last fall Mayor Bloomberg bragged, I have my own army in the New York Police Department. It is the 7th biggest army in the world. That ought to scare you right there. Relentlessly expanding their global presence, going overseas, 11 foreign cities. The force operates. NYPD Blue operates in 11 foreign cities. Want to know what they are? London, Lyon, France, Hamburg, Tel Aviv, Toronto are a few of those. NYPD has officers flown to Afghanistan, Egypt, Yemen, Pakistan, and Guantanamo, where they conduct special interrogations. Spying on Muslims and fabricating the results, we know that that goes on. We've had one poor victim of that talk to us about it here on the Power Hour. Targeting activists. We know they're targeting activists. Constant intrusion and surveillance. Police brutality. And they act above the law. It ought to worry you a lot. NYPD. In many countries, foreign countries, and cities. When are we going to say no? You know, it's as if they keep doing all these invasive things. You know, they say, okay, we're going to put out these brochures on every business. And we're going to see how many people follow this stupid stuff. And we're going to see actually how many people will do what we tell them to do. No law that says you must do it, but we tell them it would be very nice if you did this. Let's see what we can do. When are these people going to respond and say, enough is enough? The LA Times announces white men are terrorists. Kurt Nemo reports the establishment media wasted little time after the Southern Poverty Law Center sent a letter to Justice Department and the Department of Homeland Security demanding the mailed list of the state, the mailed fist of the state crackdown on Americans expressing opposition to an increasingly tyrannical federal government. They want the list of people saying that we have a tyrannical government. They want the list. A church holds a Second Amendment Sunday and encourages the children to make assault Pop-Tarts. Adam Salazar says, the Grace Gospel Fellowship in Bensonville, Illinois, held its first Second Amendment Sunday this past weekend where children were encouraged to create gun-shaped pastries and combat cupcakes. The strategy aimed at countering the wave of anti-gun paranoia sweeping the country. Well, they'll get redress, won't they? The IRS is less forgiving than creditors. You can read all this in the email blast and at the news section at the Power Hour. Obama says we don't have an immediate crisis in terms of debt. Obama admitted he wasn't going to balance the budget, but he said it's not his goal. Look, balancing the budget in part depends on how fast you grow. Remember? You were in the Clinton administration. The reason that you guys balanced it was a combination of some tax hikes, spending cuts, and the economy grew. What in the world does that mean? He is talking nonsense, ladies and gentlemen. Over 300,000 federal employees owe $3.5 billion in back taxes.